this is Tiffany, and this is the Tiffany Crow Show. This is a show where we are going to talk about self-care, meditation, yoga, and all the amazingness, and maybe a little bit about me, and where I stand. We also talk a lot about, body acceptance, body positivity, and like yoga for fat people, and maybe some troubles that fat people might have. Because guess what? I'm fat and I'm a yoga teacher. So it's kind of cool that I can be this representation for yoga. So stick with me and we are going to have some fun.
Excited to be here. It feels like it's been a million years since I've recorded anything for this podcast, and I'm so sorry. I basically just got sucked into a vortex called Tiffany likes to put too much crap on her plate, and just followed that rabbit hole until there was just tons more like shit on my plate. So, and I'm gonna kind of go down the line of all the things that I've been up to and doing. So let's start with the beginning of the week. First off, the last podcast that I had recorded, I was talking a lot about my Hello 5 a.m. And honestly, I went to record all my Hello 5 a.m. segments and then just couldn't find the time to edit anything. I'm the type of person who definitely wants to do all the things, and I work my fingers to the bone, and I'm trying to find a little bit of work-life balance, but I don't think it's going to happen for a minute, because, I am trying to start this yoga hustle, and I also work a full-time job, so it just is what it is. This is my season of life. You know this already, but I do have two children and a husband, and finding also balance with that is important. So the last two, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we spent the day at Disneyland, and that was awesome. My son got to ride Indiana Jones for the first time, so it was very special, that whole experience. And then he also got to ride the car ride for the first time, the Radiator Springs Racers. So when we decided to go to Disneyland this past week, we were hoping he would be able to reach that height requirement, but we weren't sure. So we just added a little bit of padding, so to speak, to his feet called cowboy boots, and it gave him enough of a little jump to like reach it. He is very, very close, like within a, he probably would have been like a hair away, and they probably would have said maybe okay, but we just wanted to just go for it. So we had got him a pair of cowboy boots for Christmas, and when he was sitting there with my husband this past, I don't know, maybe a week prior to going to Disney, he had said, "Dad, I'm going to wear my cowboy boots and that'll make me taller." Because we have been talking about him riding this ride for such a long time. So it was just super special that my husband got to take him on Indiana Jones. I got to take him on Radiator Springs. So we both kind of switch off on bigger rides. And then we ride rides where all ages can ride together. We ride those together. So we went on Pirates. We went on lots of different, the Winnie the Pooh ride. We didn't do as much Fantasyland, but we did go and play at Toontown for a bit. We met Winnie the Pooh. We met Bo Peep, which was really super duper amazing, because G, my daughter, watches Toy Story 4 almost every single day. And if you know Toy Story 4, Bo Peep is like basically the main character next to Woody. And it's the whole reason why Woody gets trapped in this antique store. So if you've watched it, you know what I'm talking about. But Bo Peep was awesome, and we were very thankful that we got to meet her. And there was no line for her, so we just legit just like got to spend a little extra time with her, and she kept making like kissy noises, and G just ate every ounce of it up. So I feel really, really lucky to have had that experience. And then when we went to California Adventure, basically the entire park wasn't very busy because Star Wars had just came out, and every single ride was less than 5 minute wait. So except for the Radiator Springs one, we went to that first, and they said the line can sometimes get up to 90 minutes or even 3 hours long. And so thankfully that wasn't that long of a ride, and everything else is 5 minutes. So we had an amazing time. We did all of California Adventure by 11 o'clock, and then we got in our car and headed home. We got home by like 5 o'clock, which was perfect, because then we could unpack, kind of recharge, and like my husband had to be at work the next day, and I got to have the day off, which we can totally talk about, because that I was thinking like I would be focused on podcasting and doing things on Thursday, and none of that.
So going into Thursday, my whole thinking was that I would spend the morning maybe recording a video, which on my days off when I have childcare, I will do that, and then that way I have good lighting in my little yoga room. However, that didn't conspire because I had my husband and I decided to have breakfast together, which was very nice. This was the day before Valentine's Day, and so we just wanted some alone time, and my son was at school, and my daughter was with our daycare provider, so we were able to get that done. That was nice. And then I had a little bit of a meeting with a friend, and that lasted, I felt like it was going to last a long time, and I'm so glad that it did, because we kind of talked about a lot of really, really cool things. So that was the morning, and when I got home, I realized I had a chiropractor appointment. So I grabbed my Aunt Teddy, and we head over to the chiropractor, which we get there a few minutes after my appointment, and it was a different type of chiropractor, and I just kind of was like, okay, I'm gonna go with it, whatever. He took my x-rays, he did all the things. He sounded like he knew exactly what he was talking about, so I just kind of let him do his thing, and by the end of it, I was feeling better. This is something I haven't talked about on the podcast, but I had injured my left elbow and forearm a year ago, and it has just never recovered, and it's gotten worse and worse. On top of that, my fingers, my hands have been going numb in the morning. So I had talked to my just regular general practicing doctor, family doctor, whatever you want to call it. I talked to him about it, and he just recommended like wearing night guards. So wrist guards, so that my hands, he was saying, because when you sleep, your hands go down and it causes like kind of like blood circulation to cut off, because your palm is going towards your wrist. Okay, so if you were to look at your hand right now, imagine your palm going towards your wrist, and then your hand kind of making a loose fist. And so that's what you do when you sleep. And a lot of times, yeah, that's probably what I do. I like to have my arms above my head too. I've always slept like that, never have had a problem. And all of a sudden my hands are going numb. So it's not a low blood circulation thing. There was something else going on, because I've always slept like that. Always. So I was trying to kind of get to the bottom of it, because this is like, it's getting worse. So it started with just like the tingling of my fingertips, and then it got down to like that first little knuckle, and then, you know, more of my finger was numb, and now it's like my entire palm, almost down to my wrist. And he said it's like the basic, you know, the beginnings of carpal tunnel was what my doctor had said. So going to a chiropractor. Not to say that this is a miracle or anything, but I just kind of wanted to get something alternative because I didn't want to start taking medication, which I feel like that's what it ends up being when it comes to stuff. And my husband was saying, like, it's probably because you do so much yoga. I've been doing yoga like consistently for way longer than I've had this injury. So this isn't like part of that. And actually, after I do yoga, when I'm not, you know your body the best, right? So when I was doing a different job, because when I moved to Fresno, I started doing a different job for the same company I work for. My job now is more labor intensive. And so I'm lifting 40, 50 pound bags of food. And my other job was more of manager job. Thankfully, I had an opportunity to even take a job when we moved to Fresno. It was a huge move, and I'm so glad we're here. But that's kind of what was available. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. And honestly, I'm okay with that. So, until now, I'm having this injury. So that's where I'm at. Long story, longer. I go to the chiropractor. He does his x-rays. He tells me my left side is just really jacked. Not only is my like forearm having issues, but my shoulder is out of like alignment, and my neck is really out of alignment, and that everything stems from the neck. And I've just, you know, come to this realization that I had been sleeping like this for a long time, a certain way with two pillows, which was really, really bad, I guess. Who knew that an extra pillow at night was like a horrible thing? Not me, but I guess it totally is. So that has to stop. I'm probably going to have to go and see him a few more times a week. And after seeing him, oh my God, everything is like really sore. He really adjusted my wrist. My wrist was completely out of whack. My elbow was out of whack. He adjusted that. He like completely adjusted my back. My shoulder was out of whack. So, you know, it was just a lot of stuff, and it took a while to go do that appointment. So, like I said, went to the chiropractor. That was kind of what came of it. And I can kind of update you guys on that as time progresses. But for now, super sore. I have to do a lot of things if I want to see any improvement. The other thing that he did, just to kind of like have this as a recording, was that he had me squeeze this like thing to like tell me how much weight I can squeeze. And he said a normal squeeze, hand squeeze weight thing would be like 120 pounds for a woman. My right hand was squeezing at 70 and my left hand was squeezing at 15. So it's really not even close. It's like 10% of like what is asked of my hand. So it's kind of like super duper pathetic, but I'm having so much pain. No wonder why I can't even pick up my phone in the morning. That's what it is. So, that's okay. It's okay because this is a starting point and we're going to go from here. So went to the chiropractor, got that done. And then I have another idea for a business kind of venture about a product. So went to a fabric store to kind of get some supplies to see if we can make a first one. I forget what that was called. But just like bringing it to like my vision into fruition, right? So like bringing it to life. So we picked out some fabrics, which I'm in love with this one tie-dye one that I picked out. And of course it's the most expensive out of all of them. Didn't even realize it till I get to the front. And we were in there for like 2 hours. Then we realized we have to go get Valentine's for my son. So go to Walmart. That was a long little trip there too. And then have to go pick up my son and my daughter, and it's already 7 o'clock at night. I'm telling you, 7 in the morning, I went and had breakfast with my husband. By 7 o'clock at night, that's when I was getting home after 7. We toss in a pizza to have a quick dinner. And we get the kids all comfy, cozy in their PJs for bed.
And oh, I also went and got my car washed, which probably sounds really stupid and mundane, but it had been a minute and my car desperately needed it. And so I was so thankful that we took the time to do that. So yeah, that was my Thursday. And then yesterday I worked and today I work. So, and actually this morning I literally spent 3 hours meal prepping. I didn't think it was going to take that long, but I chopped up everything. I chopped up a bunch of stuff. I made like 12 or 14 meals, and this is like 2 meals a day for both my husband and I. So that would mean it would be for like 3 days, maybe 4 days of food. And that's how long it takes to like do all the meal preps. It's a lot of work. So that's okay though, because, like one of the things my chiropractor was telling me is that I really need to cut out some things like flour and corn and dairy. Those are the three things he would like me to cut out. Those are things that I really love. But he says that the digestion will cause any type of inflammation to be worse. So to try to cut those things out, because then I can see more improvement with my mobility in my elbow. And actually, if I want to be a yoga teacher, I need to be really strong. And if I can't move my elbow, that's a problem. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. So for now, you know, I have so many things that I want to do all at once. And if I'm being completely honest, I got a little bit overwhelmed. And so when I do that, I tend to like focus on other things. And I think that's what Thursday ended up being. I think what I need is like a whole week off to like not do a vacation or anything. Because if you've been following along, you probably heard me go to Mexico like 3 weeks ago. And now I'm at Disneyland like 3 weeks later. And I haven't really had any days off. I just finished my yoga teacher training, and my days off have all been like revolving around my family and my kids and vacations. So, I need to get into like a good rhythm, if that makes sense. So my rhythm right now, the time that I spend on, you know, business stuff or anything, has always been first thing in the morning. So I'm trying to find some balance with my days off, so that I can still go to maybe a yoga class or two. And then also on my days off, and then, you know, practice every morning for myself. Just so many things rolling around in my brain. So that's what happened. That's why I haven't been at the podcast. This is a long, drawn out explanation. And let's get into the topic of the day. So before we go into anything else, let's get into it. All right, so the topic of the day, this is going to be called frustration, like frustration in life. So basically, I know that at any given point, you can have some frustration in your life. And maybe even just me talking about, you know, all the things that I've been doing and then not getting the things done that I want, that could be conceived as like a frustration point. But really, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because my Hello 5 a.m. series has kind of shifted and changed. And it's not because this is the direction I want it to be heading in. It's because my daughter has changed her routine and has decided to wake up earlier. When we got back from Mexico, that's when everything kind of changed. She went from sleeping in until like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning to waking up at 4:30 a.m. with me. So that's kind of a bummer because that 4:30 a.m. wake up time, it does sound super early, but it's something I treasure so much, mostly because I don't get time to myself. If you are a mom, a wife, a mother, anything, a woman, just somebody who has always putting themselves last, then you can kind of understand that spending time with yourself, by yourself, doing the things that you yourself want to do is the most important part of the day. It's the reason why you can give yourself to everyone else throughout the other parts of the day. And I didn't realize how important it was until I started doing it. And then I realized now that when my daughter wakes up and I'm having to entertain her, I cannot focus on myself. And I love being a mom. I love everything that goes with it. I don't want to trade it for anything in the world. And this is just my season of life. And that's what I keep telling myself, that every day it'll get easier. It's still a frustration. And I'm not looking for like feedback or comments about like, try this, try that. Everybody's different. Every family's different. I even like recorded like four videos, four different times, because I felt like I was coming off as like I didn't want to hear the feedback. And then I thought I was coming off a certain other way. So I just didn't even post it. I didn't even post any of the videos that I had recorded. So I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to talk about it on the podcast. And if somebody wants to listen, that's where they're going to hear it. So if you're feeling this frustration about anything, so like say your frustration is that you like is the same as mine, you're not able to get the things done that you're wanting to get done, I completely feel you. My frustration and not getting the things done that I want to get done is a lot, and I keep taking deep breaths and trying to like find ways and different things. It's almost like every single day I'm trying something different to like get this back to what it was, you know? But if you maybe like your job schedule changed and you're not able to like wake up that early, or you have like a sports thing for your kids and you're the coach and it's taking up so much energy that you have none, or you know, whatever it is that's going on for you in your life to where you have you had a plan and it's changing. Something changed. It could even be like you had a plan to leave 20 minutes prior, and because you had to leave later, you missed the previews to the movie that you were going to go see. Like, that's kind of a bummer, because I like seeing the previews too. So I feel you. And I like a certain seat in the theater, even though now you can kind of like pick your seats depending on the theater. Oh, and you can put your feet up. Oh my God, I love those theaters. So just promise me, like, if you're going to the movies and doing anything, you're going to these theaters where you can put your feet up. Why even go to the movies otherwise, right? Am I right? Anyways, that was a weird tangent. But yeah, I'm going to just be completely honest and just say I am a little bit frustrated lately about my 5 a.m. routine. I'm just kind of piecing it together. I'm only getting like maybe 5 to 10 minutes to myself, maybe. On Valentine's Day, I thought I was going to get a hot bath to myself. My daughter started freaking out. My husband was, I don't know, just he was trying to make the effort and didn't realize it, what was going on. So lots of things, lots of spinning plates. I feel like this time is going to just be short, and it eventually will evolve into something else for me and myself. So trying not to like get so hung up on little things. And if I continue doing my 5 a.m. routine, eventually it will be exactly what I want it to be. So I'm not going to start sleeping in or doing things like that. I'm still going to like be getting up, and I'm just going to just keep moving forward. And so if you have a frustration thing, just find the littlest bit of a silver lining that you possibly can. And if you need to, grit your teeth or just take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, relax your brow, and just realize like sometimes there is really truly nothing you can do about it in the moment, at least. And you can just try again the next day. So just remember, there's always tomorrow. So I hope that little bit of like segment helped, and this has been a long podcast, so I'm going to wrap this up. But you guys, follow me in all the places, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, this podcast, subscribe, please. YouTube, I've been posting on there as well. So many things coming up, and I can't wait to share all of the amazingness with you. You guys are amazing, and thank you so much for listening. I love to hear feedback, so be sure to comment on a post where I've like linked this podcast or even on this podcast. Thank you guys so much for all of you listening. You guys listening are amazing, and I love you so, so much. I hope you have a fabulous week and a fabulous weekend, and we'll be touching base very, very soon. I'm going to try to get in the habit of posting more than once a week on this podcast because I enjoy this piece a lot. So, all right, guys, thank you. Bye.